Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest has found the mystery of the Hiram Code. Many recognize this name from the Bible, but they don't understand that this is a mystery that's been a mystery too long. They don't understand that this is the key to extreme favor. Anyone here interested in extreme favor? Yeah. You know, it's so hard to believe, but my guest, Ron Phillips, was an outspoken, anti-charismatic, anti-tongue supernatural language person. But then he had a visitation that changed his life forever. What happened?
Well, I was speaking at a conference, but had planned to quit the ministry because there was something missing and empty in my life and in my heart. And after hearing a woman speak about the Holy Spirit, that night, God woke me up at midnight and called my name three times. On the third time, I, like Samuel, said, "Speak, Lord, your servant hears." Took me to the scriptures. I read Psalm 92:10, "I shall be anointed with fresh oil." And at that moment, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. I went out, and when I came to the heavenly language, I didn't know what it was for weeks, really. And that's, I know this sounds stupid, but it flowed out of me, and I knew my life would never be the same.
Now, why are you such an outspoken speaker about Israel? Why?
Well, you know, the Baptists fought over the Bible. We believe, and we cleaned up our seminaries, it is the inerrant, infallible word of the living God. And when you begin to read the Bible, the doctrine of blessing shows up in Genesis. And the key verse is Genesis 12:3, where God says of Israel, "I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you." That's the foundation of it in my life. And I tell you, said, this works. If we bless Israel, and don't try to replace them with something, if we bless Israel, God Almighty will unfold the blessing out on us. In fact, most of the use of the word blessing in the Bible is in the Old Testament. So if a person doesn't understand there that they have been grafted in to the root of Israel, the church has, they will never experience the flow and blessing God wants them to have.
And especially now. This is the season for extreme blessing. But I have to tell you, when you look at blessings, it's not just money. It's not just families coming into alignment, but it has to do with a major explosion of the Holy Spirit, revival. Explain, Ron.
Yes, I really believe that we are living at the beginning of the final episode of the latter rain revival. You know, there have been two seasons that were called latter rain. And by the way, the first mention of latter rain is in Deuteronomy 11, and it has to do with Israel's possession of the land. Well, then in 1886 to about Azusa, you had a movement called the latter rain. But at the same time, Theodore Herzl wrote about the Jewish state, and we begin to talk about Zionism. The second one came 1948, to the Six-Day War, 1967. You had Oral Roberts rise up, Rex Humbard, Billy Graham. There was so much movement going on, but Israel became a nation. And every time latter rain happened in history, and it was called that, it always had to do with Israel's possession of the land. We're now in that third season. Read Hosea, where he says about the latter rain, on day one and day two, I will revive you, but on the third day, I will exalt you. We're at that period now. It's not going to just be a revival. It's going to be such an anointed release of power, so powerful that it will turn it'll be explosive in how it will actually turn the world upside down. Then James 5, the greatest passage on prophecy never preached on. He talks to the Jews of the diaspora, and he says, you be patient for the early and the latter rain. The end time latter rain is connected with the Jews coming back from the diaspora. James wrote it in James 5.
Coming back to the land of Israel.
Coming back to the land, and they're coming back.
So why do you say, and the world is saying the opposite, but why do you say the Jews should have the land of Israel? I mean, they're trying to legislate it away.
That's right. All you got to do is go back to Genesis 12, go down from verse 3, the blessing, to verse 7. I will give you the land. And it's found it all the way through the Old Testament. God promises to give the land. Now, the ownership of the land has never been questioned in Scripture by the Jew. It's theirs. Possession of the land, sometimes they were, because of sin, they had to leave and come back. But there's no dispute in the Bible. They absolutely own that land and more than they're in possession of now.
You say that it is so essential in these last days to be in alignment with God. What do you mean by that?
Alignment means that I'm in alignment with what God has said and what He has promised. And when my life gets in alignment with Israel, I am right where I'm supposed to be. And I can tell you from experience, that brings tremendous blessing, not just financial favor, but it also brings health. It brings revelation from God. You cannot study the Bible properly if you don't believe that Israel has a right to that land and understand the roots of our faith in Israel.
There are two extremes. It seems that believers like to go into extremes. One extreme is you love the Jew and you love Israel so much that you come up with a belief that there's two covenants. There's a covenant for the Jews and a covenant for everyone else. The only problem is it's not in the Bible. You believe that a Jew goes to heaven just based on the old covenant. What would you say to someone that believes that?
I would tell them that it's not so, that you've got to be born again. Jesus told the Jew Nicodemus, you must be born again. He didn't say you can stay under that covenant that you're in. And I believe in these last days, there is going to be a huge harvest. St. Paul in Romans 9, 10, and 11, that's about Israel, folks. It's about Israel.
But then the other extreme is some Christians say the church has replaced Israel. What would you say to them?
It is a lie. It is just an absolute lie. It is the most divisive and damnable doctrine that I find out there today. And unfortunately, many of my friends who I believe are saved but are in Reformation theology are into this, that the church is the new Israel. The church is an extension of Israel. We've been grafted in. Ephesians 3, one of your favorite phrases, we're one new man in Christ. But we don't take the place of Israel. We're grafted in. But all of us need the Messiah as our Savior.
Just read Romans chapter 11 and you cannot come up
That's
with
right.
that conclusion. I say you cannot.
And
now, some of you are on the edge of your seat because you want to know about the extreme favor from the Hiram Code. Others, you know Hiram's a Phoenician, and you think, what's he talking about Phoenician blinds for? No, I'm just teasing. but tell me about who is Hiram? Where do we find out about him? And then what is the mystery of this extreme favor of the Hiram Code?
There's tremendous mystery around Hiram anyway. We don't know a lot about him except that his tomb's still there, the things he built, the remnants are still there, what we now call Lebanon, Syria, and that part of the world. We know they were great sailors. And for some reason, he connected with David. All of a sudden, he's building David a house when he becomes king, and because he loves him, the Bible says. Then when David died, he helped Solomon build the temple, and they got into commerce together, and they were sending ships out together.
That is amazing. Yeah. But the thing that is so overpowering to me is it states in the Bible that this Hiram helped these two Israeli kings. But what repercussion happened to Hiram because of his blessing of Israel?
It's amazing because just like today, most of the nations around them hated them. Why is this the one nation you find in history that embraced Israel? And the repercussions were huge. Once they taught the Jews to sail, it was at that point that they got into an agreement, this is in the books of Kings, with Solomon, and began to sail ships that would return 3 years later. They sent them every year, and they came in with the gold of Ophir. They were bringing in the gold and the wealth from Africa, from all over the world. And we know that Solomon became filthy rich. And we know that the kingdom also of Phoenicia became rich. And you've got to remember, Rebekah was Syrophoenician. Rachel was Syrophoenician. Later, Naaman the leper was Syrophoenician. Jesus met, why was he up there with this Syrophoenician woman who was saved?
So you think that even the blessings passed on
come
to
on,
the lineage.
All the way down, all the way down.
You know, when I think about our own country,
yes,
the United States of America, yeah, let's face it, I believe with all the pimples we have, we are the most blessed nation
That's right.
on earth. But there are reasons. There are spiritual reasons. Why is America so blessed?
Well, to begin with, we know that during the Revolutionary War, if it hadn't been for one Jewish man who financed the war, there wouldn't be an America. We couldn't have bought anything. Wouldn't have any weapons. We know also, take a dollar bill and turn it over. Look at the great seal on the right side. There are the wings of an eagle. Above it is a six-pointed star of David. And Washington believed that the book of Revelation, where it said Israel would be carried away on the wings of an eagle to be protected, he believed we were to be a refuge for the nation Israel. And America has been blessed. Now think about this. In 1948, 15 minutes after David Ben-Gurion declared Israel a nation, right, Harry Truman affirmed it. But look at the blessing that came. Look at the financial increase that hit America from Harry Truman right on through Ronald Reagan, with a brief interruption for other presidents whose names I won't call. I mean, from 48 on after the war, America was greatly and tremendously blessed, and I believe it was because of that support. Think about what rose up in the great healing revival after that was released in America.
There's always a repercussion
always.
Of the supernatural, of
always.
Revival, but by the way, when a country turns against
yes.
Israel, I mean, this is the way God orchestrated it. I, God, will bless those who bless the Jewish people.
That's right.
I, God, will curse those who curse the Jewish people. But I can tell you this, no matter what happens to America, you and your house can be blessed.
That's right.
Wait till you find out the blessings that are hitting the people that understand the Hiram revelation. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Ron Phillips' revelatory book, The Hiram Code, Discovering the Ancient Secrets for Favor in the Last Days, and his four-part audio CD set, The Key to Prospering in the End Times. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9396. God imparted to Ron Phillips the biblical mysteries concerning the Old Testament patriarch Isaac, that of King David and the Gentile King Hiram. He shares how you can obtain the same powerful anointing that will provide supernatural protection, prosperity, access to God's promises of healing and miracles. Be prepared to participate in the great end time revival about to invade planet Earth. Through Ron Phillips' powerful book and four-part audio CD teaching series, you will tap into the revelation of Isaac's 100-fold blessing. This is the season of the transfer of the wealth from the wicked to the righteous. Receive the enabling power of the Holy Spirit to fulfill God's strategy for your life. Learn the supernatural keys from Isaac of sowing into God's kingdom and receiving your abundant supply from heaven. Ron Phillips will help you understand and apply what he discovered concerning King David's four keys to victory: being obedient to your God-given assignment, receiving the power of the Holy Spirit to ignore the enemy's negative chatter, celebrating past victories, giving God all the glory, receiving supernatural discernment to carefully choose the right weapons for spiritual warfare. Ron Phillips unveils how to obtain the powerful King Hiram anointing. Understand how the Gentile King Hiram's love for the one true God of Israel, instead of worshiping the false god of Baal, resulted in over 300 years of supernatural wisdom, provision, creativity, and protection for his nation. Learn how King Hiram's economic investment in Israel, through helping both King David and Solomon to build the Holy Temple, resulted in an overflow of prosperity from God for his nation. Learn how you can enter into the King Hiram anointing through aligning yourself with Israel politically, financially, and spiritually to reap those same blessings. Ron Phillips will lead you in a prayer to receive the powerful ancient Jewish anointing so you can walk in the supernatural outpouring of God's blessings every day. Begin to walk in this end-time anointing right now by getting Ron Phillips' revelatory book, The Hiram Code, Discovering the Ancient Secrets for Favor in the Last Days, and his four-part audio CD set, The Key to Prospering in the End Times. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9396. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9396 or log on to SidRoth.com. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Extreme favor. When you understand all the principles of the Hiram Code, we're just talking about one. We talked about two. We talked about revival. We talked about extreme favor for you and your house. Tell me about that young pastor.
Yeah, Eric Clark, down in the Hilton Head area, not too far from here. Eric, pastor, had been through a lot of struggles, came to a conference at our church about 5 years ago. A prophetic word was released into him by one of our speakers, and he went back to Hilton Head, started a church, was meeting in a rental property. And my son went over, their friends, and called me up and said, "Dad, you need to come over. I just think you need to come over and speak to these people and close this meeting out." So I went over and closed the meeting on a Wednesday night, and when I got to speak, I said, "You will not stay in this rental property." It just kind of came out of my mouth, you know, by the Holy Spirit and promptings of angels. So had a tremendous meeting that night. And so a couple of months later, Pastor Eric called me and he said, Pastor Ron, he said, "What I need to do? You told us we were going to be blessed, just like you've asked me. How am I going to get blessed?" I said, "Well, let me ask you a question. Are you supporting Israel in any way?" And he said, "I believe in it, but no, tangibly, no, we haven't." He said, "How can I do that?" I said, "Well, if you want to, you can send it into some of the works that are going on in Israel." And so he sent $150 each month. And that was a small church start. One day my son calls me and said, "Dad, you've got to come in here. Eric's on the phone." And a man walked in there, the son of a minister, whose dad had built a church and had passed away. The church had ceased operating, multiple acres, finished buildings, $2 to $3 million in property, and threw the keys up on his desk and said, "We owe $400,000 on it. If you'll take up the payments, you can have it." And the payments were less than his rent, his rental property. And this happened in less than 6 months, a complete turnaround of his ministry, just like that.
How about you? How has it affected you? You've lived your life this way.
When I really begin to connect, and not only mentally and in teaching, but really begin to sow into that world, made trips over there, not just tourist trips, but begin to love Israel and support it. God has brought me, I have no debt. All of my children are Christian, serving the Lord. My son is now just finished his doctorate and came out of the secular world 10 years ago, called, and is now really doing the day-to-day operations of the church, giving us a legacy. My daughter in Knoxville is on staff at the Fellowship Church there, and very active in that great church.
You tell me about these pastors that have been blessed. I keep hearing about pastors. But Ron tells me he's been teaching these principles to his congregation. Tell me, does it work with the average person as much as with someone in ministry?
Yeah, it does. This is essential as understanding the principle of the tithe in Malachi, where God said, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. That revelation comes through, the Jewish people to us. And I have one of my dearest friend is a contractor. I wouldn't call his name, but he was building houses. And then when he really got into sewing and connecting with our work there in the church, not only in Israel, but everywhere, he now builds multi-million-dollar facilities. His family's in the business with him, tremendously blessed. But I've seen people, I've got a guy that was at a lower level in his business, in his career, and got promoted over two or three people that were older than him. And there's so many examples.
I wish we had more time. You talk about something I've never heard people teach on, the key of Isaac, briefly.
Yes, quickly. Well, you know, over the Bible says of Isaac that he sowed in a famine. Just like our time now, when we feel like, especially the middle class and lower middle class people, seem to, even Social Security was reduced for the first time this year for people who seem to be having a difficult time, to be in a season of shortage. This was the moment when Isaac sowed in Gerar and got a hundredfold increase when he did. And Isaac's a son of promise. And I really believe when difficult time comes, we've got to be willing to sow into a ministry. And at the risk of, it's not always, we give alms, you know, people want to give to the poor. But that God says, I will repay you for that one-on-one. But seed sowing is when someone sows into your ministry, which is good ground. That's where the hundredfold increase, when they're living in a difficult situation and they're willing. Now, I don't believe God will ever ask you to give something you don't have. I'm not one of those. Mm-hmm. But if you can, you sow a seed during a season of difficulty in your own life into a fruitful ministry. That's where the multiplication comes into our lives of God's favor.
I believe that if you pray for those watching right now to get in alignment and to start operating in extreme favor, that things are going to change in their life right now.
That. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may our words be turned into fire and oil of anointing, fresh oil and new wine going out right now. Lord, would you release miracle favor right now? Lord, would those who are receiving this program right now not just receive knowledge, but Lord, would they receive anointing and favor and promotion? And Lord, let them learn what it is to have an Isaac anointing and sow seed in the ministries that bear good ground, good fruit in good ground. And Lord, I pray for those who get into proper alignment. Help them, Lord, to come out of a doctrine that doesn't support Israel. Help them to be in ministries and support ministries that support Israel like this one. And Lord, I pray that blessing and favor would be released, not 10 years from now, but in a matter of days and weeks. They'd begin to see the turnaround and some would know a miracle. Lord, even today, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift that. And Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and we pray for the salvation of Jew and Gentile. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You shall prosper that love thee.
clearly understand the prophetic signs indicating that we are in the last of the last days. Prophetic scriptures declare that the generation alive when the nation of Israel is reborn will be witness to the last days. We are this generation. Nations of the world lining up against Israel with a desire to divide God's land, even Jerusalem. An unprecedented increase in weather and natural disasters. Rapid increase in knowledge and global travel. Economic and job woes which are seemingly unsurmountable. An epidemic increase of public ridicule of the truth of God's word. The unparalleled activity of the demonic, including the spirit of greed and pride, rebellion, perversion, false religion, the enacting of laws embracing that which is sin, declaring sin as being holy. Call now and get Ron Phillips' revelatory book, The Hiram Code, Discovering the Ancient Secrets for Favor in the Last Days, and his four-part audio CD set, The Key to Prospering in the End Times. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9396. God imparted to Ron Phillips the biblical mysteries concerning the Old Testament patriarch Isaac, that of King David and the Gentile King Hiram. He shares how you can obtain the same powerful anointing that will provide supernatural protection, prosperity, access to God's promises of healing and miracles. Be prepared to participate in the great end time revival about to invade planet Earth. Through Ron Phillips' powerful book and four-part audio CD teaching series, you will tap into the revelation of Isaac's 100-fold blessing. This is the season of the transfer of the wealth from the wicked to the righteous. Receive the enabling power of the Holy Spirit to fulfill God's strategy for your life. Learn the supernatural keys from Isaac of sowing into God's kingdom and receiving your abundant supply from heaven. Ron Phillips will help you understand and apply what he discovered concerning King David's four keys to victory, being obedient to your God-given assignment, receiving the power of the Holy Spirit to ignore the enemy's negative chatter, celebrating past victories, giving God all the glory, receiving supernatural discernment to carefully choose the right weapons for spiritual warfare. Ron Phillips unveils how to obtain the powerful King Hiram anointing. Understand how the Gentile King Hiram's love for the one true God of Israel, instead of worshiping the false god of Baal, resulted in over 300 years of supernatural wisdom, provision, creativity, and protection for his nation. Learn how King Hiram's economic investment in Israel, through helping both King David and Solomon to build the Holy Temple, resulted in an overflow of prosperity from God for his nation. Learn how you can enter into the King Hiram anointing through aligning yourself with Israel politically, financially, and spiritually to reap those same blessings. Ron Phillips will lead you in a prayer to receive the powerful ancient Jewish anointing so you can walk in the supernatural outpouring of God's blessings every day.
I believe the dividing line of the true church and the counterfeit church begins based on your position with Israel. This is the dividing line. And the principles that Ron Phillips has found in the Hiram Code, you've got to get this into your spirit.
Begin to walk in this end time anointing right now by getting Ron Phillips' revelatory book, The Hiram Code, Discovering the Ancient Secrets for Favor in the Last Days, and his four-part audio CD set, The Key to Prospering in the End Times. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9396. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9396 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest is a leading cardiologist, and then it changes. Do you know in the operating room, he prays in supernatural languages? Do you know in the operating room, he prays for the dead and they come back? Do you know that in the operating room, God tells them what to do and it saves people's lives? That's my kind of doctor.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.